I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Yeah, no. If you go to the IHOP, in Jefferson County, Alabama.
International House of Pancakes.
They got an International House of Pancakes in Alabama. In Jefferson County, for now, just stay away from the French toast and sausage, okay? Because it has been called into question. As a woman claims, she had an order of that recently, and as she was eating her order of French toast and sausage, she found that she was chewing on a condom.
Oh, no.
She was there with her husband, her grandson and granddaughter, kids, little kids. She says, her attorney says, it was her granddaughter's idea to go to the International House of Pancakes. And the story goes from the attorney, from her attorney, while consuming her meal, she felt something lodged in her throat, which caused her to have difficulty breathing. As a result, she ran to the women's bathroom. She brought her grandson with her, who was a little kid. While in the women's bathroom, she attempted to dislodge the material in her throat by vomiting. She was unable to dislodge the material lodged in her throat and proceeded to place her fingers in the back of her throat in attempt to pull out the condom.
I love syrup, but I don't know if there's one type of syrup that could make that happen.
No, there's not.
Not the boysenberry, not the strawberry, not the maple.
The vice president of the International House of Pancakes. Wouldn't he be the vice emperor of the internet?
Yes. The vice chancellor.
Vice chancellor.
The vice prime minister.
He says, we absolutely deny this claim. He says it is a total fabrication.
What town is this in?
Jefferson County, Alabama.
I wonder if
Homewood, Alabama.
I wonder if they have different flavors, you know, for regional, like local.
Homewood, Alabama.
Red Man.
Yeah, that's probably what they have in Alabama.
And down in Florida, now see if this story starts to ring familiar to you. A massive wildfire is raging down in Florida, and deputies are working to try and get residents out. You've got to evacuate. You got to go. And Joshua Benz, he is a Naples resident. He motioned to a deputy. The cops are showing up. He motions to a deputy to stop his unmarked patrol car on Friday night. And according to the Naples Daily News, when the car stopped and the cop got out, that's when Joshua took out a straw and a clear bag and decided to snort some cocaine right there in front of the police. At that point, police said Benz turned around with his hands behind his back and he was arrested and charged with cocaine possession, and he has to post a $5,000 bond. But snorting cocaine in the presence of the police officers, doesn't that sound familiar, John?
This is a guy. Well, this guy obviously wants to go to jail. All right. I mean, that's his plan. If he's going to, you know, call, take a look at what I'm doing, and then he puts his hands behind his back. Yeah, it's like that old coot in Seattle, right?
On I-5.
Are you kidding? You're about to snort coke on the side of the road?
No.
Really?
Really?
What was it?
Nothing.
I'm watching you do it.
Nothing. I got some vitamin pills that I take.
That's not a vitamin.
I know.
Why? What would possess you to do that on a traffic stop with a police officer right behind you? I just don't understand.
I don't understand either.
You understand that?
I've never had a traffic ticket.
I just saw that. I was going to come up and give you a warning.
That guy won the 930 Knucklehead of the Year Award.
I can't believe it's news.
For 2015.
Yeah. This guy you're talking about, he wanted to go back into jail.
Well, there's cops swarming all over the place. It's a damn forest fire, and their cops are rushing in to evacuate people. That's not the time you rail out a couple lines.
Well, didn't you say, though,
I think he probably, once he did the line, I'm taking it that once he did the line, and then he realized, oh, that's a cop right there. He just saw me.
Oh, all right.
He just saw me do that.
In your description, I thought you had said he got their attention and then snorted the line.
Well, he called the guy over. I don't know. Anytime you're snorting cocaine in front of a police officer, you're a knucklehead.